email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We have a text coming in there. Hi, Anna. Hello from Ballycotton. This weekend, we have two teams involved in the final, St Colman's and Russell Rovers. It's one of the joys of my life watching my nephews playing. You can't beat a grand fine evening out on the pitch shouting on your team. That comes in from a Ballycotton granny. But to me, that's what the GAA is all about. Now, we're about to interrupt one of the busiest men in Ireland today, Mark McNamara. I believe you're surrounded by pumpkins as we talk. How are you doing?
Hi, Anna. How you doing? Yeah. Fairly chock full of pumpkins here. Just on Wexford Street, doing the last few for this year, hopefully.
Yeah. So tell us, you, I suppose for the last 15 years, you've been carving pumpkins. Can you give listeners maybe an idea of how many pumpkins you think you might have carved in the, over the last number of years?
Oh, I'd say like, it can be like 60. The first 2 years, maybe 60 a year, and then probably 80, 90 for the last 10 years. So you're talking like it could be 800, 900, maybe nearly 1,000. It could be nearly at this stage.
Oh my God. So what does that work out of then, say, in the space of a single day? How many can you do?
Normally about a dozen when we're getting to the crunch time. But probably some of the busy days would be 15, 16, mm-hmm. something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you work well under pressure?
I must do, because they always get done.
Absolutely.
I must do.
How long would you dedicate now to carving a single pumpkin?
Like between 20 minutes, 45, you know, you couldn't really spend more than an hour because there's just so many to get through.
Yeah.
It'd be lovely to sit at home, you know, and just take your time, but it's not the way it is.
The demand is there, you need to keep moving.
But how? Exactly.
How did you manage then to get into pumpkin carving?
Well, I just did some because I did art, you know, I went to art college, I did model making and stuff. So I've always, you know, been arty and drawn and done painting. So, and I do my own art, which is actually very similar kind of stencil, kind of pop art. And the skills translated very easily to doing pumpkins. So I just did a few at home. We were living in London at the time, and my wife, girlfriend at the time, but now wife, sent in to a TV show that we're asking for pictures of stuff people had done at home. And they got in touch then and came out and filmed us in the house. And then the next year, I just approached some local shops. There was a restaurant, you know, Greg Wallace from MasterChef. He had a restaurant nearby.
Okay.
They, you know, he does fruit and veg. So they had a huge, big autumn display. So with pumpkins and stuff like that. So I just approached them and they said, yeah. And when we came back to Dublin, then I did the same with Fallon and Byrne. They used to have the guestaway to the pumpkin, you know, the huge one in the shop. And they just went with it as well. We just did loads over the years, you know,
Can you remember what pumpkins that were the pictures that you first sent in? Like, you know, they must have been pretty memorable to say that you got contacted.
I think it was Jimi Hendrix. I had a poster of Jimi Hendrix or something. Just
that is pretty memorable.
Image.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
cool.
And I think the second one I sent in, or Kate sent in, was from Pan's Labyrinth, you know, the movie.
Oh, yes.
The Pan character, yeah. It's quite graphic, great kind of image.
Quite
light
detailed.
Dark kind of image. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow. So you're doing them now every year. Please tell me that you're not carving them all on the kitchen table. I'm just thinking.
No, thankfully. Like half of them I do on site in the restaurants or pubs. And then myself and my wife, Kate, got a nice steel shed for a workshop because she does wedding flowers as well.
Okay.
Kate Corway Flowers, if anyone's interested.
Fabulous.
I have to do the shameless plug. that's where I'm based. She wasn't able to do any flowers this week, and she was on the kitchen
table. So you kicked her out, basically, of the shed.
She got evicted this week and last week, yeah. So
tell me, you know, I suppose, really, you carve so many pumpkins. You obviously need to source your pumpkins somewhere. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, I actually just go like anyone else would, just to the supermarket, you know.
So you're taking them from everybody else. Your neighbours must be giving out about you.
Well, like, you know, some people might want one or two. I'm going in, try and buy 20 at a time.
Okay.
So,
how many trolley loads? Jeez, that's a lot.
I'd say I got 4 trolley loads of ones I did at home. So
wow.
I'd say that I did about 40 at home and about 40, 50 out and about.
What kind of pumpkins are you doing this year?
A lot of Beetlejuice, obviously, because the sequel was out. Mm-hmm. Wednesday Addams, and then like half of them I do are logos for promotion for pubs and restaurants.
Yes.
So, but there, yeah, the Beetlejuice was a big one this year, and Wednesday is always popular as well because it's been filmed here as well, which is great.
And I suppose, like, what would you say the most difficult pumpkin that you've ever carved is?
It wasn't actually a pumpkin. It was a friend of a friend who was getting married, and they wanted me to do the same technique but on a wheel of cheese. And because the groom was a cheesemonger, and
how was that? How did that compare to pumpkins?
A lot harder to do, and a worse smell if there is. Yeah. Pumpkins don't smell too bad, I suppose, but the cheese, the house smelled like cheese for about 3 days.
Before we get to the tips, because I'm sure a lot of people want to know those, I do have one quick question because I'm curious. How strenuous is that amount of carving on your body, like even on your upper body?
Yeah, like the lugging them around, obviously, they are quite heavy, can be, you know, when I go into town, it's great because they're delivered on site, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have to deliver them. But it's kind of just, it's really like scooping them out when you're doing that many, because it is quite tough. Like, it's the things are tough on the inside. You're scraping them away with kind of like a spoon kind of type implement. And it is quite tough. You can feel it in your upper, in your forearm, and kind of.
You've been nearly having to stretch and warm up, I would imagine, before you go to
attack. I should. I don't, obviously.
Oh, you should now. Come on. You need to be minding your muscles. I actually saw a hack, and I don't know if it works or not. You'd know, you're the expert. With taking like an electric whisk and sticking it into the inside just to loosen up all the gunk.
I tried it with a cordless drill, and it just went everywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
I didn't do it right. But,
well, if you can't do it right, many of us can't do it right. So, Mark,
You see it on Instagram, it's a start and a finish, and it's perfectly clean in the finish.
Clever.
But it doesn't show the middle thing.
They're not really telling the truth, perhaps. Okay, let's get to the tips then. You know, first of all, how do you choose the perfect pumpkin?
Yeah, so usually I always say something about the size of a football is a great size because it's just not too heavy. The smaller ones are actually kind of fiddly to even clean out if you actually want to hollow them out. So just always check top, bottom, make sure there's no bruises because, you know, if there's a bruise, that's going to go soft and that's going to go mouldy. So you just want to make sure that everything's intact. First of all, right. You know.
And when you're carving them then, like how can people kind of carve them like a pro?
Yeah, well, the best thing is to find a design that you're happy with. You know, there's thousands of stencils online that you can print out. And instead of people might want a freehand draw it, you can actually just stick the page straight to the pumpkin, you know, a little bit of Pritt stick or something like that. And then you can trace through with a pin. Or anything.
Because normally people will go straight in and they'll try and just cut it out straight away.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's
no, you can use any kind of, like, there's a lot of the templates and stencils you can get, they'll actually be graded how difficult they are, you know, on certain websites.
There were just things really come on a lot. Before, there was no stencils or anything, you just went in for it. Now people are planning out the designs of their
pumpkins. It was just two triangles and a mouth.
Yeah.
Just with a little bit of practice, you can get quite intricate designs.
So great. How can people elevate, like right now, if they are doing the two triangles in the mouth, what's a simple way to elevate your pumpkin to the next level, just to make all the neighbours jealous?
Yeah, well, I would go, I get one of the kits in the supermarket. So you get almost like a saw. It's not very sharp, but that's for doing really intricate shapes, you know, circles, that kind of thing. And you'll have a scoop kind of device or implement with that as well. And there's usually instructions with them, you know. So if you get the right tools, it's a good start.
Interesting. And I saw something, flesh being exposed with Vaseline. That was something I read.
Yeah,
I
normally, like the edges you'd have exposed, and I normally just take a small bit. I don't actually cut all the way through. I'll just take, like peeling an apple, just take maybe 5 mil of depth. So you're just getting the flesh then lets the kind of the candle light through or the LED light through. But I think most people at home would probably be cutting straight through with the little saws and steak knives are good. They're kind of a serrated edge is good. But the kits are kind of like that. They're kind of mini versions of that and they're safe.
Interesting. Okay, well, come here. There's plenty of food for thought there. How long do you think that pumpkins will last for? You know, because people are wondering, you know, that I guess, I know you keep them in the cold, don't you, rather than the heat, because it'll make them last longer.
Yeah, like if a porch or something like that is much better. You know, if they're inside the house, if it's very warm, you should get 5-6 days, even inside room temperature. If it's nice and cold, you could get 10 days. If not, like I've had some that were 2 weeks and they looked fine. So,
and where can people find out more about you and to see your designs? And
yeah, so I have an Instagram page, and that's I'm keeping that up to date daily with what I've done. So that's Pumpkins by Mark on Instagram. And I have a website as well. It's markmcnamara.ie.
Well, there you go. The very best. Look, we'll need to let you get back to it, because I'm sure you have many more to get through. Thank you so much for jumping on
and
giving us those tips, Mark.
Thanks a million.
Take care. Thanks for coming on.